So the words were void, spin, blaze, minute, and sing. And my poem is called Smoke Flares, Pyro Prayers. It's been minutes since the sea of strangers raised me up, washed me onto the street. Mere seconds for storm clouds to swell, a sky now fit to burst. My staggering heart fights my brain, apportions pointless blame. You should have told me he wasn't gay. I assumed he knew I wasn't single. I thought I'd made a cool new friend. This is all our fault. We collided, fizzed like electrical wires in the rain. Heavy steam rising, all exits obscured. Head spinning, scalded from his face which burnt my own. Shoulders touching, back against the cool damp wall, mind in a state of déshabillé. Frontal lobe decimated when he grabbed my ponytail. We froze the bar clock, stretched an hour out. What little time to probe the aching void inside of me. No record of obsession born in lightning speed in this dingy basement club, stained with Jägermeister, foreign sweat and hash. Snatched handbags crunched underfoot, bank cards swallowed by the foggy pit. One moment before I met his gaze, I was full grown yet flawed. Lonely too of that, there's no real doubt. But for the blaze, I was unprepared. It set the past on fire, smoked me out of my careful cage. This is life, he said, take the good it gives, expect no more. I tried to outswim my panicked head, the velvet night, but not his shadow. Like a pyromaniac, I beckoned eyes of liquid brown. Come, pour a gallon of oil on these flames.
Thank you so much, Lucy. That's a lovely poem, a gorgeous poem. And thanks to our judges, by the way, are here as well. Afric McGlinchey and Michael Ray, right there together on the screen. Thanks for putting this amazing shortlist together and choosing a very worthy winner, who we're delighted to have with us tonight as well, and we'll be hearing from a bit later. So thank you, Lucy. And
thank you. Thanks very much. It's been brilliant.
And next up, we have somebody who's it's not her first time being shortlisted in this competition. Certainly not a few times, I think. Margaret McCarthy.
Have I done it?
Hi, there you are.
Yeah. Okay, the five words were tail, desert, uncover, oval, heart. A small bee came to rest upon my hand. A small bee came to rest upon my hand. I slowed my breath to quiet my heart, a marvel that he chose just there to land. For him, a desert, though there was no sand, a dangerous terrain on which to start. A small bee came to rest upon my hand. Weighed down with work, it seemed too weak to stand, its gleaming wings too tired to play their part. A marvel that he chose just there to land. No sting rests in this tale, no reprimand. This tiny, oval, living work of art, a small bee came to rest upon my hand. Trust that weary hearted understand, though never closer, we were worlds apart. A marvel that he chose just there to land. No meaning to uncover as time spanned. He took his rest, then readied to depart. A small bee came to rest upon my hand. A marvel that he chose just there to land.
Thank you very much, Margaret. It's a gorgeous villanelle.
Thank you.
Next up, I believe we have all the way from Kiev in the Ukraine, Ada Volinska. Are you there, Ada?
I'm here with myself.
Hi, yeah. Ada. How are you?
That's it. That's the answer. It just sounds seriously difficult to try. Virus. You know, bricks. It was just the second word to describe to get. So, not in turn. And I just want to thank everybody because it's my first anything like this. And I came to discover you were greater than I even thought you were. And I was shocked to be shortlisted twice. First time entry and shortlisted twice. So, but I'm not sure whether I should read both poems, maybe.
Yes, of course, because the second is a haiku, so of course, read them both.
Yeah, I just thought that, and they're very different, so. I'll go with the Luminous Rabbit, oh no, it's called White Moon. And just say three words, but it's Woodhouse and Budomen, four words, that are contained in the poem, but it's just about time. Oh time, thou art as a luminous rabbit, a harassment reports of you on all sides. A train-like sharking creature, moving, alarm life, toward life, about life, enough life, complete life, absurd life, exact life, indeed life, far away from your 14th century, very life. All hail time, can I hear a little time? Syllables of praise, syllables of praise. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you, Ada. Thank you. Would you like to read the haiku?
Well, if you don't mind.
Of course not. Yeah, it's tiny.
Okay, this time haiku celebrates my summer of drinking some of the best Irish whiskeys and trying to write poems for your marvelous competition. Bronze and variety clouds my head, dinosaur line, a heart shit. Because for inspiration, you need to work.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Ada. So Ada got two poems shortlisted in this year's competition, the only person to do so. Congratulations. I hope you keep writing. I hope we get
some more poems. Of course, I'll keep writing. No way back now.
Fabulous. Thank you, Ada. Great that you could connect. It must be very late in the Ukraine right now, I'd say.
It's okay. I always say that. It's fine. I sometimes look about 7 a.m.
It's poetry. Poet's hours. Poet's hours.
Yeah. So. Nice.
All right. Super. Thank you. Okay. Next up. From the shortlist, we have David Evans. David W. Evans, here we are. We need to unmute you there. Let me unmute you.
Good evening.
Hi.
How are we?
Great. How are you?
Pretty peachy, thank you.
Thanks for making it.
Thank you. Do you want me just to read on?
Well, it's up to you, yeah. If you'd like to say something about it, you can, of course, as well.
Well, La Rue de Tuets, so that no one exactly knows what it means, but they think it means Little Deaths, the Street of Little Deaths, which has nothing at all in the poem, but it's a very, it's one where I saw the starlings. So, apropos of nothing. There we are. The five orbit, delete, dark, and here we go. La Rue de Tuets. Hawthorn, in this winter light, looks bleak and dark, also forlorn. Sad, it could be said, sad or contrite, especially when the wind gusts. When the wind gusts, hawthorn is a witch, bowing at her foregone trial, broom stowed upright like a faggot for the pyre. These bare and patchy trees separate two leaves, one of stubble, straws of something shorn late summer. Here troughs of tractor trucks keep rippling ponds of sky. The other field is filled with broken stalks and heads with dirty faces. The gold of the sunflower has long gone, diminished to deep ochre, seas deleted by little beaks. Momentarily, the trees regain their summer splendor in the colors of the night. Moon-flecked purple, the dust of verdigris, the hawthorn witch conjuring up clothing, foliage out of plumage. Starlings fly through the branches like a surge of new autumn, plucked by gusts to animate a ballet, contort into arabesques, rotate in tight orbits, become a peppery breathing being, so loose, so solid, deviling a raptor's eye. Thank you.
Fabulous. Thank you very much, David. Thank you. And well done. Congratulations.
Oh, a real honor. Thank you ever so much.
Did you receive the book, did you?
No, because I managed to get out of Jersey just before the shutdown happened, and now I'm marooned in Sussex, but I'm sure my landlord would have taken good care of them. Thank you.
Super. Thank you, David. Okay, our next shortlisted poet from the competition is Rosemary Norman. There we go. Hi, Rosemary.
Hello. amazed that anybody can hear me. I trust you can.
I can hear you perfectly.
And now I'm holed up away from home. I haven't got any of my stuff, so I've got to use this computer to find the poem. So I hope it'll work. I'll try. No. Hello, can you still hear me?
I can.
Good. Okay. I'd only just started doing this when I wrote this one, and I seem to have got the idea that you had to use the words as many times as possible with as few other words in. So it's very short. Automaton. No antique woods to sing in, but I simulate green like a bird, not unlike. I find antique green even in woods I simulate, not unlike green antique woods singing, not unlike a bird.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you so much, Rosemary.
Hello.
And of course, that was a highly commended poem, one of the two, vying for the title, as it were. So, very close this time. Hopefully you'll send some more in.
I can't wait to get some more. I got addicted to it from October to the finish.
Oh, that's good. Well, I hope your addiction is contagious. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Rosemary. Okay, we do have another shortlistee in the house in Texas, Janice, but I'm not sure if she is around at the moment. There you are, Janice. Just unmute you there. Trying to. There we go.
Is that better? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hear you perfectly. Janice, would you like to read your poem?
Sure, why not? Let's see if I can. I don't know if I do this, if it will mute me out. Let me know.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
Okay, all right. As I've got it on this screen. All right, here we go. Oh, and the words were... if I recall, presses, nexus, sober, flint. Is that fine? Okay, presses, nexus, upload. Okay, those were the words. So, okay, this is called Father's Day. The sun presses against the sea where a nexus of babies rides ready to upload. Their eyes sober, gray, flint. Colonies of fathers, squealing like gulls, wait on the shore, shaking off feathers for the finest nests.
Thank you very much, Janice.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us all the way from Texas.
Oh, yeah, no, thanks for having me. This is, I'm just shocked by everything. And I'm not used to all these video meetings that we're having to participate in now. So I'm nervous on multiple levels, but thank you.
Thank you. And you're very welcome to join one of our, we're going to try this again next month, our usual sessions where we have the open mic, where anyone can read a poem. So in 4 weeks' time, the second Monday of May, second Monday of every month, until we get back to normal, we'll be doing the same thing. And you'd be welcome to join us for any of those sessions.
I will, and maybe next year if I'm lucky enough to get shortlisted again, I'll be able to come to Ireland.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great.
It would be. Not a good year for that.
Thank you, Janice.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't think we have any more shortlisted poems here. There are a few that didn't make it. So on to the contributors. Top of the list, we have Rosalind Blue. There you go.
Okay, thanks very much. I'm honored to have two pieces in there. I'm going to do one of them, and I'm choosing the one that I thought of. I was at O'Vale and I thought about Raven shot across my mind, who was a poet in Dublin. And he died a few days later, so this has become like a commemoration poem almost. And the words were lean, raven, unbecoming, sausage, and freedom. Visit. The raven's feathers shimmer green and blue in the pastel evening light. His lean muscles shining under his deep black coat. His wise eyes fixed on my kitchen window in patient anticipation. His cawing calls different from the familiar folk of crows. Where have you come from on this poetic evening, raven? What magic do you carry? What message do you bring to those of us who listen? I open my kitchen window, leaving the light stream in as you hop closer, cautiously, while I cast out this morning's leftover sausages for you. Rather unbecoming to your plume. You know the better way from centuries of survival. You're an old soul, raven, and it looks like you're smiling. Curiously, you inspect my offer, and for a moment you halt, letting me see you in your full beauty, letting me watch you as you watch me, eye to eye. It is your freedom to share your wisdom in this quiet moment with me, and I'm honored to look into your eyes and truly see you before you pick up my offering and fly.
Thank you, Sue. It's a fine elegy for a fantastic man, a wonderful man that quite a few of us knew. I see Billy's in the house there. Hi, Billy. Billy knew Raven quite well as well. We have two Kieran McCartans, and now we're down to one again. That's great. I knew there was something odd happening there. All right, super. Thank you, Sue. Next up from the book, and we've only got a couple more listed. I'm sure, you know, we're not going to have any limits tonight. We don't have too many people. We've got 40 nice round 40, so everyone can get to read. But next up, after Sue, we've got Colm Scully. Okay, let me mute you there, Colm. You're still... There you go.
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Colm.
Hi. This is from December. It wasn't a winner, but the words were chronic, paperclip, braid, niggling, and deface. Banksy defaced another building today, the church on Pope's Quay. I saw him with brushes and a spray can. He mixed his paint outside Civic Trust House. The seagulls diving pecked at his hat, a wool beanie with bits of knitted bread. He fought them off with swooshes of his brush, niggling his attempts at art. The paint sprayed across the walls of St. Mary's, splashing across the Doric columns as he tried to push them away. Eventually they got the message. What remained behind on the Romanesque facade, a masterpiece of street art from this chaotic chronic scene. The face of Jesus looking down across Cork City, a lighted spliff in his hand, a paperclip nose ring, and a serene smile.
Thank you, Colm. All right, super. Okay, we've got next on the list from our contributors list, we have Bernadette Gallagher.
So this one was from the final avail of the 2019. It's on the 16th of December, the evening that Frank Ormsby shared poetry with us. The words were flickering, sock, wardrobe, weakness, twilight. This is the poem. Christmas is here. Barefoot, the sea washes over me to my ankles. I couldn't wait to feel the Atlantic seep into my skin. The light across the bay, flickering in the twilight. Every Christmas, I give in. A weakness, they call it. travel for hours to this empty house. No sock for Santa, only photos in my parents' wardrobe. Thank you.
Fabulous, thank you. Thank you, Bernadette. Okay, we've got a lot more contributors in the house, but only three on the list so far. Would anyone else who's contributed to Five Words like to read one of their poems? If so, you can just unmute yourself and say so. We'll give you a minute or two for that.
Am I on the list?
I'll do one.
If you'd like to, Ben, and who else?
I'll also do one.
So we've got Kieran, we've got Ben, and Mags, is it?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, let's start with, we'll go Ben, Mags, and Kieran, and then Shauna, I think Shauna as well.
Okay, I'm going to read, not one of my own ones, I'm going to read one of Patricia Walsh's ones from the book. It hasn't got a title, it's from the 1st of July 2019. I'm sorry I never threw my knickers at you, but some of your songs were so awful they should be under quarantine. Or at best petrifying till the cows come home. The joke of this neighborhood, squeezing out the talent in a corset's glare, revisiting terms and conditions as applied. Do what you have an aptitude for. Don't mind me. A chanteuse of sorts will never become you.
Good Margaret.
Yeah.
Good job. Thank you, Ben.
Hope you can hear that.
All right, great. And now we have Mags.
Okay. I think I'll just give you this guy. Quixote, coyote. The words were dark, smell, peat, cadence, wire. Goulash's squelched a gloopy cadence, squidged his way through the bog. Sepia water dripped from peaty wedges that he had sliced with his lawn. A scent of earthy perfume lifted with the wind, full of damp bog cotton, bonan bui, cuckoo flower. Small birds clung to telephone wires strung across Norwegian tree trunks. His eyes misted over at the thought of the blight on his horizon, the Lena spear, his heirloom. Sheha, Thous and Dukas, running along to Cayman Ye, a perfect brim to the west wind. Soon they'll tilt the windmills, rising giant convoys, section by section, in heavy girth, concord of plant, insert, bisect, my sky. He had a plan, mounted his Honda like Don Quixote, a stick of the queer stuff for each pocket to warm the cockles of each crook. Ah, that'll soften their cough. Fiery eyes whirled wild within his own windmill of his own mind. Chinua.
Fabulous. Thank you, Mags. Thank you. Mags, also, if you have a copy of the Five Words book, the PDF link, which I sent to you, I'm going to post it there again for any of you who missed out on that. But Mags is one of two artists who... our regular Avail attendees, and
yes, those. I think Jim is in there. Do you see yourself, Jim?
Yeah, that's it.
Jim with the feathers, Jim on plumage.
Because there are about five pages of Mags's drawings in there.
That's my alter ego.
But you see, there's also Eileen's magnificent drawing.
And Eileen Healy has some drawings in there as well. Don't think Eileen managed to make it tonight.
I think I've got Eileen's here. She's got a couple of great portraits.
Fabulous. Well done, yeah.
I think she might be with Rab Paul tuning in, listening at least.
She might be.
He is an RHA artist. So, honoured to be beside her, let me tell you.
So thank you, and thank you, Eileen, if you're listening. Thank you. They're fantastic drawings.
Fantastic.
Okay, so the link is there if you need to take a look at the PDF. And for those of you who are in the book, you've got hard copies waiting for you for whenever it's safe to hand them over. All right, okay, we've got a few more contributors, and then we'll start looking at our two guest poets. So next we have Kieran McCartan.
Yo, how are you? This is, I actually can't remember from when this is from, I think it was last May, and the words were settle, cares, decant, nubile, and orange. And the one that week.
Yeah, that's right. It was from the 20th of May.
20th of May, yeah, sweet. Decent. Decant. No. Decent. Decent, as in, like, fairly sound. No, as in, like, she's fucking... Is she? Who? What? No, I'm on about the word. No, I mean, I'm on about her. She's decent. Nubile as fuck, do you get me? And more than that, like, she cares. And her favourite colour is also orange.
Oh.
And she settles me down in moments of chaos.
Fantastic. I remember this.
Where's Kieran?
No, sorry.
Hey, you made it back from Lisbon, Kieran. You did, didn't you? Yeah.
I did. I made it back last Sunday.
Ah, good.
Yeah, so I'm laying low on the Cross Douglas Road now with my mum and dad.
All right.
Nice could one. Could be worse. Good to see you all.
Me too. Thanks, Kieran. Next we have Shauna. No, you're not going to read Shauna. Oh, sorry. I thought you said. Oh, you can't. If I... Just
unmute.
I can't hear you. I'm trying to unmute you. Oh, hang on. Here we go.
I hadn't planned on it.
Oh, no. You don't have to. No, it's absolutely fine.
Okay. I'll leave somebody else go, but if... I'm okay.
I mean, if you'd like to, you can, you know. There's plenty of time now and space, so...
I'll just...
But no pressure.
Yeah, okay, I have it here.
All right.
I don't know what the words were, though. I just have
words,
on my phone.
The words were lean, raven, unbecoming, sausage, and freedom.
Cool. August bank holiday weekend, Cork, 1972. May and Aura skipped off the train at Yall, celebrating their day of freedom from domesticity. On the beach, they ate their packed lunch of sausage sandwiches, hard-boiled eggs, and half an orange each. In the sand, they sat laughing over thermal flask tea and shared a pack of cigarettes they bought down the boreen. They lit a little fire with what the sea discarded, and around it told stories of mothers and fathers and children. They sang songs of love and pain and putting curlers in your hair. When the air cooled and the blue sky settled to pink, they went in search for chips. Waiting in the salt and vinegar scented queue, they got wind of a dance happening in the town hall. The two ladies loved music and couldn't turn down the chance of a sway. Such crack was had that all the time was lost, and before they knew it, it was 11 o'clock. The sky was now raven black, and there was no chance of bus or train. The men they danced with that evening offered to give them a lift, but when the women found their attitude unbecoming, and as Nora put it, one of them asked her to hold his 99, and he didn't have an ice cream. They ran through the list of possibilities. They had spent the last of their money on chips and half pints of Murphy's with Raza. They would have to call someone in the city to come get them, and not everyone on the north side of Cork had a telephone. So they called the only person they knew with one, Nora's employer, the Lord Mayor. What alarm he got at midnight when the woman that cleaned his house called to ask if he'd go up to Grána Brathair and wake her husband to drive to Yall and collect the two stranded damsels. And that's just what he did.
Thanks, Shauna. Glad you read. We have more space for more contributors, if anyone would like to. Jim?
Yeah.
Go for it, man.
This is one of my own ones. The words that night were... library, cup, fountain, five, and bay. And it's about Anna Shbehar. She's also an attendee often. She was pregnant at the time.
Oh, God, this one.
And I was living with her, and she was just, you know, it's called morning sickness. For the past 5 months, our bathroom has become a vomitorium. Anna is a Roman fountain trickling a perfect arc of bile. The emperor pulls on her guts like the reins of a golden chariot. We placed ginger biscuits on trays, but the emperor refused. With one wave of infantile fingers, Anna was back in the bathroom to kneel on the mosaic floor and bow before the ceramic throne. After pushing her hands through seasickness bands, she balances a cup of salt water on her forehead, tricking her body to heal by thinking it's out at sea. After reading an entire library of tips on morning sickness, Anna contests that retail therapy is all that really helps. The light of the bathroom has become a part of her heart. It floats on the water inside the toilet with yesterday's flotsam, drifting around the porcelain bay, her own face rippling back. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Well done.
Okay.
I'll do one for Rab, seeing as he can't speak.
So. Oh, good, Rosie.
So the words were lean, raven, unbecoming, sausage, and freedom. That's untitled. Freedom, squawked the raven as it swooped in, grabbing my lean pastrami sandwich and disappeared over the gable of a nearby building. These types of events were becoming more commonplace. Just yesterday, there were reports about a troop of baboons in Delhi. They would range the city at night, removing batteries, spark plugs, and injectors from all the vehicles they found. Animal militancy was growing. 12 artificial insemination technicians had been kicked to death by unhorny cattle. City cats were congregating outside butchers, pissing and spraying and scratching. For the many, not the few, on doors and windows with diamond sharp claws. I resolved to become vegan and, realizing that it would be unbecoming of me to eat them, I flushed my Clonakilty sausages, pork content 40%, the other 60%, probably vegan, down the toilet.